This is KUT. Austin Waters says it has received more than 10,000 phone calls about unusually high bills since August. So Austin City Councilmember Don Zimmerman proposed a solution, partial reimbursements from the city. But as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, for the most part, that's illegal.
The legality of having a city reimburse residents comes down to this. Was there a factual or procedural error in the billing? Austin Waters says no.
I know people may not believe me, but that is what the data is showing.
Greg Mazarez is the director of Austin Water. He says out of the thousands of calls they received about high water bills, they ended up adjusting less than 10. In some of these cases, they had found leaks. Otherwise, Texas state law says that once you owe a city money, that city government has no power to lower or cancel that debt, unless you can prove an error. Otherwise, the city can't cut you a break.
No, you can't do that because you have to prove that there's a problem before we can reduce the bill. And I said, well, I can't prove there's a problem until I get cooperation to get the proof.
Councilmember Don Zimmerman and his colleagues have asked Austin Water to look into a third-party audit of its meter reading system. Austin Energy, which bills for both water and electricity, is already in the process of hiring a company to audit its billing system. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.